Sunday is about 76, about 80 on Monday. 77 right now in downtown Butler. And, of course, we'll take another look at your weather forecast as we go throughout the afternoon. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Year Bank studios. Next Year Bank, your hometown community bank. Dave Mularkey's coming up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to be with us on the It's Your Turn program on a Friday. And it's official now, huh? Yeah, we're into the long Labor Day holiday weekend, three-day weekend, maybe four, if you're lucky enough to be able to take today off. Happy Labor Day. We have a good program lined up for you today. We're going to be chatting with several guests, including our first two guests who are with us here in the studio right now to discuss an upcoming offering, a family-to-family program being offered by the Butler chapter of NAMI. So let's say hello, first of all, to Mary Lindsay. Mary, nice to have you here. Good to see you again. It's been a while since we chatted, huh?
Yes, it has. I was here in 2014, and it's nice to be back again.
That's 5 years ago already, Mary.
Yes.
How time flies, huh?
Certainly does.
Tempus fugit, as my Latin teacher used to say. Time flies. Also with us and smiling, she must have been a Latin student herself, Linda Schmidtmeyer. Linda, good to see you again as well.
Happy to be back.
Many of our listeners will recognize your name, if not your voice. You were features editor for the Butler Eagle some years ago, were you not?
That's right. Yeah. From 1995 to about 2001, I was the features editor there.
Well, let's talk about specifically, of course, this offering. But first of all, NAMI, the Butler organization of, or the Butler chapter of the National Organization of NAMI. What, Mary Lindsay, is NAMI?
NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we have a support group for all of those who have a family member, a loved one, a friend with a mental illness. And we help educate and offer a really good program called family-to-family education. And we teach everyone who attends the course a lot of different things about mental illness.
And you have another course that's going to be starting soon, I guess?
Yes, we have a course that's going to start on September 19th. And it will be at the CCR, that's the Center for Community Services, at 212 South Main Street in Butler, and it will start at 5:30 p.m. And that will be Thursday, September 19th. And we would like to have registration. It's rather required to have registration. However, if you do show up, we can accommodate.
What's the charge to take the course?
The charge is free. No charge. We just are interested in providing this very important help for people.
Linda Schmidtmeyer, you have taken this course and you're now certified to teach it. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I took it several weeks ago, and Mary is also certified. She's mm-hmm. taught the course several times. This will be my first time of teaching the course.
And the participants meet once a week?
Once a week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity for them to gain information about mental illness. It is an education course that kind of offers insight into their loved one's illness, a better understanding of it, and also provides them with an opportunity to think about how to care for themselves as they go through this fairly difficult time in their life.
Mm-hmm. Could you get just a little bit closer to that mic? That'll
sure.
keep my engineer happy there.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda. We want to make sure everybody can hear you. Can more than one family member take the course?
Yes. Oftentimes there is more than one family member. If the family has a son or a daughter who has an illness, the husband and wife or the father and mother will then take the course together.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of people with mental illness can also take the course, partners, sisters, brothers. So it's open to people who kind of live in close proximity to another person with a mental illness.
Can it be a variety? Because there are a variety of different mental illnesses, Mary. It's not any specific one, is it?
Oh, no. We discuss and review schizophrenia, major depression, mania, bipolar subtypes, panic disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, borderline personality disorder, co-occurring and addictive disorders, and we discuss how to handle the crisis brought on by these problems.
You know, it's my opinion. I have no expertise in this area, certainly no medical research, but I've always been of the opinion that everybody battles some sort of mental illness to some degree throughout their lives.
Well, NAMI, this is according to NAMI, one out of five adults in the United States experience a mental illness each year. Most of those not severe, but one out of 25 experience a severe mental illness that can alter their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there's a lot of people walking around with mental illness, and this is an opportunity for those people to better understand it and to seek help for themselves to deal with the problem.
Mm. So it's kind of a continuum, isn't it, Mary? I mean, it's because you've been diagnosed with a mental illness. It's not the same degree in every person, right?
Yes, that's true. It's a spectrum. There's what they call the bipolar spectrum. And, of course, there's autism and the spectrum for autism. And they've discovered that these spectrums are true for a lot of the different types of mental illness. And mental illness, or I like to say brain disorders,
mm-hmm.
is a chemical imbalance of the brain. And it can develop from a brain tumor or a head injury. And so this makes anyone at risk. And there's a lot on the fact that people who get hit on the head and this brain injury that's happening with football and other sports leads to different types of mental illness.
I've always been fascinated by the concept of chemical imbalance in the brain. Mm. The brain creates electrical impulses. There are medical tests where they categorize those. They put the wires on your head and so on and so forth. But listeners, did you ever think about where the electrical impulses come from? I mean, you don't plug yourself into a wall socket. It's generated by a mix of chemicals, which most of us did in chemistry class. Remember those things where you were able to, generate a small electrical charge by mixing certain things? That's analogous to what happens in your brain. And you can imagine how delicate getting the just the right mix of chemicals is. You get that balance a little off, and next thing you know, you're battling a mental illness.
Oftentimes, it takes time for a psychiatrist to figure out the combination of medications to regain that balance, that chemical balance. And that's why I think families living with mental illness, it's a long journey. It doesn't happen in a doctor's visit. It can take up to 6, 8, 10 years to get the right combination of medications, depending upon the severity. It's not always that way, but it's not an easily attainable solution.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about an upcoming offering through the Butler chapter of NAMI, and it's a family-to-family education program. Can you sign up already, Mary Lindsay? I mean, how do you do that, if so?
Well, you will call the number that's offered, 724-431-0069, and that will go into the NAMI office, and you can leave your information there, and someone will call back.
So that's 724-431-0069, that's it?
Yes, and you can also call 724-396-6556 and leave a message.
And again, the program, the first of the 12 sessions, begins on September 19th, always on Thursday.
Right? Always on Thursday, this time. Linda?
Mm-hmm. What time, by the way?
5:30.
Do they last a long time?
They last generally about 2 hours.
2.5 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what happens typically? I realize every night might be different, but take us through a typical evening.
Okay. Well, as far as Mary can probably address the typical evening, because she's gone through it more before, but I do know that each class is designed for something different. As Mary said, that you review the disorders, the different kinds of disorders, and sometimes the challenges associated with them. There's a class that's devoted to the science behind a research of the disorders.
Mm-hmm.
You learn about medications in this class. Learn how to communicate with your relative with the illness during this class, and you also learn strategies for taking care of yourself throughout this ordeal. So each class, each week is different. During the course of the class itself, I don't know, Mary, can you address what happens during the course of each class, or like a typical class?
I mean, is there a speaker? Is it Q&A, or what happens?
Well, we read from the manual about mental illnesses and brain disorders, and we also talk about the services that are available in Butler County. There's a lot of services available that people aren't familiar with. At the Center of Community Resources at the Holly Point Building, this is the best place to go. That's really the directory of services for Butler County. And Butler has a crisis center there. And our crisis center workers, they're are very experienced. In fact, one of the workers there is a teacher for the CIT training for police officers. And he teaches the crisis intervention training, which is a 40-hour course for police officers on how to handle a mental health emergency. So if you do have a mental health emergency, it's very important that you call the crisis center rather than the police.
You can talk to them straight away if you call?
Yes, you call the crisis center. And the best way to get a hold of the crisis center is to just call 911 and say, can you connect me with the Butler crisis? And they say, sure. And they plug you right in there. And you can talk to them and explain the situation and what's going on. And they can determine what needs to be done. But if you call the police, you may not get a police officer that has the training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the crisis center knows all the police officers who have the right training. And they, if it's necessary to have a police officer come, they will get one with the right training and bring them down and evaluate the situation. And then you can be sure that your loved one will be taken to the hospital rather than the jail. Mm. And that's important.
That happens a lot when, for one reason or another, an individual is not recognized as battling a mental illness, but instead are thrown into jail. Mm-hmm. You know, need to understand that. Fortunately, we're moving in the right direction on that, especially with this training for police officers.
Yes.
Now, on each night of the 12 course offerings, do you concentrate on a different type of mental? I mean, like, is it schizophrenia one night and then bipolar the next night? Or?
Well, we concentrate on... those are all the disorders that we know of. We concentrate on a lot of different things. People will ask us questions and as we go on with our readings and explain about mental illness, because people don't understand about mental illness. There's so much stigma involved with it that they won't help their loved one because they don't know what to do, and it's the stigma that keeps people from acting. So the solution to all of this huge problem in this country is education. And that's what Family to Family is doing. We are educating people about this serious problem, and it is a very serious problem.
I want to take a quick break here, but I want to talk about that stigma in more detail, because that's so critical. One of our sponsors on the It's Your Turn program today is Miller Shoes, 215 South Main Street, downtown Butler. They've been around for 126 years. Can you believe that? 126 years. Goodness. Yeah. Their big Labor Day weekend sale is underway. It starts today. They're open right now, of course. They'll be open until 5 this afternoon. The Labor Day sale continues tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 3. And yes, they will be open on Labor Day, Monday, from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Three big days for the Labor Day sale at Miller's Shoes. Men's, women's shoes, dress, casual, sandals, athletic shoes, 20% off the original price during the Labor Day sale. And you know, at Miller's, you'll find lots and lots of pairs of famous name brand shoes that you know. For example, Rockport. There is a really, really good shoe. 20% off the entire stock of men's and women's Rockport during this sale. The entire stock of men's and women's athletic shoes. 20% off. Biggest selection in the area at Miller's. They have all your famous name brands right there. Nike, Reebok, New Balance, Saucony, Rockport, Keds, Skechers, Easy Spirit, Asics, ProPet. You don't have to go around to three or four different stores. Got them all right there. And, oh, the SAS sale. Shoes and sandals. Women's entire stock of SAS shoes and sandals, 15% off. And don't forget, they've got hundreds of pairs of ladies' shoes on racks for easy browsing. $30. Values up to $99. Don't miss it. Miller Shoes Weekend Labor Day Sale, today until 5, Saturday, tomorrow, 10 to 3, and Labor Day, 10 to 1 at Miller Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. We're talking with Mary Lindsay and Linda Schmidtmeyer today about an upcoming family-to-family education program that's going to be offered starting very soon, actually, later in September, through the Butler County, the local organization of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I said before the break I wanted to talk about stigma. It is so sad, Linda Schmidtmeyer, that this remains a problem in our society today, the stigma of mental illness. I mean, if somebody has, the chicken pox or pneumonia or something, there's no stigma. Okay, you got sick, let's get you better. But why can't we just look at mental illness that way?
Well, that's a challenging illness to overcome, I think, for people to understand. Because mental illness often affects the person's behaviors, their thinking, it makes it a little bit difficult to kind of get a clear diagnosis of what, you know, that it's an illness, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you decide that you want to seek treatment, like medical treatment for it, there's still no clear-cut biological markers that say you have this illness or you have that illness.
You can't get a blood test.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do. There are researchers are making progress in terms of, like, through brain scans, as you talked about earlier, and understanding that there are some maybe precursors to that may markers that may lead to mental illness. But there's still no finite answer to those yet. And I think that makes it more difficult for people to kind of see it as an illness. I know even myself, my own personal journey, my husband was in his 40s by the time he started having trouble, and it did, I think, start from a head injury. So it took a while before I could see it as an illness. First of all, I thought it was a midlife crisis, so to speak. So, you know, you go through that uncertainty, that initial uncertainty, both on my part and on his part, and before you kind of say, okay, we need to seek medical treatment, and even that can be a long journey. And I think, therefore, it feels less tangible for people, making the stigma a little bit more difficult to overcome.
So you went through you took this course. Obviously, you found it valuable.
I did. I took the course, actually, in 1996 when my husband was first sick. And, you know, that was it was an amazing course for me in terms of helping me to say, okay, this is an illness. I feel like I need to address it as an illness and no longer think that it could be possibly a marital problem, a personality problem. So I approached it, therefore, as an illness, and as did my husband. It helped me understand his behaviors and action a little better. So the course does, I think, kind of help people that are struggling with that uncertainty to kind of validify, or, you know, say, yes, I'm dealing with an illness and I need to seek resources that'll help me deal with it.
So schizophrenia is a multiple personality disorder. Am I oversimplifying it there, Mary? I realize you're not a physician, nor am I.
Well, I don't think that's exactly correct. That's what people thought over the years. But schizophrenia is delusional thinking.
So it's more general as opposed to my specific layperson's definition.
Yeah, it's more delusional thinking. When they say somebody's delusional, when somebody's delusional, it's like they're in a dream.
And what about bipolar disorder? Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what that is, bipolar disorder?
Well, bipolar means there's two. Depression is, and then if the depression isn't addressed, then it can go into mania, which is high energy, not sleeping. People have difficulty sleeping. They'll go for a week without sleeping. And then when they do that, then they become delusional. And they'll often say, well, this is schizoaffective because of the delusional component that comes about from the mania. And also with delusional, they can become threatening. And that's not very good. That's when things start happening. And a lot of the things, I don't know how well this is being addressed, but these things that happen in the country lately, people become delusional if they're not treated, and they go and they do things because when you're sleeping and you're dreaming, you're asleep. But a delusional person is awake when they're dreaming and just think you've done some things in your dreams that you wouldn't ordinarily do in everyday life. It happens all the time.
By the way, there's another a common mistake, incorrect stereotype. From what I read, you're much more likely to be harmed by someone who is not battling a mental illness as opposed to someone who is. I mean, we have the high-profile cases, as you alluded to, Mary, the horrible incidents of violence. But in most cases, you're not going to be harmed by someone who's battling a mental illness.
I think that's one of the misconceptions about people with mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a high incidence of violence for people having a mental illness. It does happen occasionally, hopefully rarely, hopefully not at all. But generally speaking, I know in my experience, I did not deal with any sort of like violence. It's just that delusional, or kind of another word for it is a thought disorder, their inability to see reality for what it is. They have their own sense of reality, which is very difficult to address. And there are families who are dealing with, living with people who have a different sense of reality, and that those are the people that we would like to help through this program, kind of have them better understand, you know, what their loved one is going through.
I did not realize, and you mentioned this early in our conversation, Mary Lindsay, obsessive compulsive disorder. That's considered a mental illness, huh?
Yes, yes. In fact, I believe there's 279 different types of mental illness listed in the DSM.
What's the DSM?
Well,
it's a manual that kind of describes the different kind of medical conditions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a national. I'm not even really sure who puts it out, but it's put out every couple of years. It's a medical.
Well, it's reference books.
This is a diagnosed as an illness, as opposed to
diagnostic and statistical manual.
More than 200. Wow.
279, I think, was the last count, but that's really way beyond anything we talk about. We don't go into all that. Oh, there's all these things, hoarding and, oh, depression and anxiety seem to be the most common.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are saying, well, you can't call them mental illnesses because they're so common. Everybody has a depression and anxiety at some time in their life. But
I used to get depressed every time I took an algebra test.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking about clinical depression
here,
right?
We're talking about clinical depression.
Yes. Well, yeah, the clinical depression is different than situational depression.
This program, this 12-session educational program, it's just for family members of people battling a mental illness, right? It's not for the people themselves?
No, it's not for the people themselves.
Mm-hmm. So it could be family, could be
siblings,
friends, significant others?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And even, some are called co-occurring diagnosis. You were talking about the different diagnoses. Yeah. Some people who use drugs and alcohol may actually have an obscured mental illness that's not been diagnosed. In fact, I think NAMI says that about 50% of those who have an addiction disorder have a mental illness, oftentimes undiagnosed.
Mm. That's a pretty high percentage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're interested in this, folks, you really do want to give them a call and register. It's a free program. There's no charge. And the first session is on September 19th. And you said, Mary, these sessions are going to be held at CCR. Am I right on that? Is that what
you
said?
Yes, at 212 South Main Street in Butler.
And if you don't know where that is, it's right across the street from Miller Shoes that we were just talking about a little while ago, Center for Community Resources. You went through this course as well, Mary, as Linda said that she did some years ago, right?
The family-to-family training, is that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did that. And then I taught the course. I believe I've taught it three times so far. So,
are you still involved in teaching it, Mary?
Yes, I'm going to be one of the teachers at this event on September 19th, starting September 19th. Linda and I are going to be teaching the course together.
Mm-hmm. Will there be others involved, or just the two of you?
It'll be just the two of us teaching. Mm-hmm. We hope some people from the Butler area will also be involved, those who are living with a family member who has a mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Will people get handouts or a program or something when they come?
Yes, they'll have programs. They'll have resources. There are handouts for the family that will help them kind of recall what was being talked about in class, but also that offer kind of suggestions and kind of a resource for them in dealing with it. They're also given a list of crisis prevention if you're dealing with a crisis here in Butler County, some of the resources available, phone numbers, and so it's to kind of give them the support they might need to face their family member's illness. It's not a support group. Butler NAMI has two support groups. One is held on Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month in Zelianople, and another one is held at the Saxenburg Library. Mary, it is the...
Yes, it's the last Tuesday of the month at the Saxenburg Oberhaus, it is.
Okay.
And it starts at 6 o'clock in Saxenburg. The one in Zelianople is actually the second Tuesday of the month at 5:30 at the Beatitudes Room at the Passavant Retirement Center.
I've done interviews with folks who say that caregivers have to be very careful of their own health whenever they're taking care of a loved one, a spouse, a sibling, or whatever. That would apply perhaps in this case as well.
I think it's very important that people learn that they have to take care of themselves. I know when I was going through my own crisis, I had a sister who always said, you have to take care of yourself first in order to take care of your husband and your family. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that they kind of learn strategies. And I know it can be overwhelming for the people who, you know, oftentimes they're working, they're dealing with their loved one's mental illness, they may have children in the home, there may be some acting out, there could be their loved one could be in jail for something. So there's a lot of stress going on within families who live with mental illness. So finding ways, strategies for addressing your own mental health is very important. This education course addresses that too, on a weekly basis, really.
The incidence of individuals here in the U.S. Battling mental illness is as high as 20%. So we're talking about a significant number of people here, for goodness sakes. Forget about the stigma. Please sign up to attend these offerings. It's free. There's no charge.
It's free, and the people who have attended it have always said that it's life-altering. I know it was for me. It just changed my mind. It helped me kind of understand what I was dealing with, and therefore kind of empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we hope that this class will provide for others, is empowerment.
And folks, spread the word around. Maybe you individually, your listeners, I don't have a family member or a friend, but you might know somebody who does. Tell them about this. It's the Family to Family Education Program for family members, partners, and friends, and significant others of adults who are living with mental illness. Just to review, in case you weren't with us at the beginning of our conversation, 12 sessions. Weekly, every Thursday night, and they start at 5:30, last for a couple of hours. They're held at the Center for Community Resources, CCR, which is at 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. The course is free, and it starts when, Linda?
It starts September 19th, and you can register beforehand at 724-431-0069, or you can email namibutler@hotmail.com to register, and somebody will get back to you right away. So
Nami Butler, that's N-A-M-I, Nami Butler at hotmail.com.
That's right.
And what was the phone number again?
That number is 724-431-0069.
Terrific. What a great program. Thanks for visiting with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Sure. That's what we do here. Linda Schmidtmeyer and Mary Lindsay with us. Stick around, more to come on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn as we head into the long Labor Day holiday weekend. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes. Be right back.
Have the thoughts of becoming a caregiver for your parents been on your mind a lot lately? Maybe you're thinking about your own life in a few years. Pretty overwhelming, and you don't know where to turn. Let me suggest attorney Michael Pater. He handles each account like they're his own mom and dad. For elder law issues, wills, power of attorney, living wills, trusts, and more, call attorney Michael Pater at the Handicap Accessible Morgan Center, downtown Butler, at 287-7724. Representing individuals, families, and businesses for over 26 years is attorney Michael Pater, 287-7724.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care, There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Time for a checkup for your pet. We recommend Suburban Animal Clinic. Or maybe Fido or Tabby is not feeling so well. Suburban Animal Clinic, a small animal veterinary practice located Route 8 south of Butler at the intersection with Thorncrest Drive. It's about 5 miles south of Butler. Suburban Animal Clinic, in the spirit of Dr. Dennis Damon. Their services include wellness checks for your pet, of course, also emergency care. They have laser therapy, dental available, also prescription diets. You know, one of the things that are problems for a lot of our pets these days, being overweight. Microchipping, they can handle that as well. Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south of Butler. If you're headed south from Butler toward Pittsburgh, as soon as you pass all the auto dealerships, start looking on your left. That's Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8 South at Thorncrest Drive. Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program today. We welcome our next guest. She's with us here in the studio. Her name is Pam Morrow. I just shook hands with her for the first time, and I also got a hug. How about that? Pam, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And you put this thing around my neck. It's beautiful.
It's called a lei.
Yeah, from Hawaii.
Actually, I made it.
Oh.
But in a sense, it is from Hawaii.
As are you, is that correct?
Correct. 30 years.
Wow.
Originally from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. So you ended up living in Hawaii?
It was a progression. I have a husband who's kind of a wanderer, and so we grew up in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Went to Florida, taught school, didn't care for that. Moved to California, did a good 20 years in California, and then out of the blue, it was time to move to Hawaii. So 30 years in Hawaii. Does that give away my age?
No. And then you're back. You live now back in Western Pennsylvania?
No. I work for the College Board, ETS Educational Testing.
Mm-hmm. I took your test.
Did you? I may have scored it. And so I score for them. And so every summer, I come back and spend 10 grueling days reading high school essays. And when I started doing that, I still have family in Pittsburgh. I would just kind of stop in Pittsburgh and say hello to everyone. And one summer, I decided to take a course at Pitt. I rented an apartment in Shadyside, dragged my husband to Pittsburgh, and we both fell back in love with Pittsburgh again. And so we come every summer. We've been coming for 9 summers living on a boat. So we live on a boat in the summer, and then when it starts to get cold and we see our breath, we head back to Hawaii.
So are you on a river or a lake? Or?
We're on the Allegheny River. We're in Fox Chapel,
mm-hmm.
And my husband's father lives in Oakmont, and my family lives in Fox Chapel. So we don't have to impose on anyone, so we kind of have our own space, and we enjoy it.
That's
we really
great.
Do.
Well, the reason that we wanted to talk to you today, in addition to an interesting life, You participated recently in the St. Barnabas 5K.
Correct. I actually started doing it, I think, in 2012 or 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brother who is, believe it or not, older than I am. And the two of us run three times a week. And we decided, oh, there's a race right up the road. We should go do it. And it turned out it's one of our favorite races. It's very well organized. We run through the beautiful countryside, little rolling hills. People sit in their front yards and cheer us on. Nobody offers us alcohol, which is probably good. and then afterwards, they have an amazing party. I don't know if you've ever been out there to St. Barnabas.
I've been to St. Barnabas, but I've not been to the race.
Okay, well, they have a big yard. I talk with my hands. I'm Italian, so hang on here. They have a big yard that comes down, mm-hmm. and at the very bottom, they have a stage, and so everybody just kind of sits around and has picnics, and they have pizza and beer and hot dogs, all kinds of food. And then they have nice giveaways, and then they honor all the different age groups, the people that come in first, second, and third.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I like and my friends like, because we're all over 70, is most races, they divide the groups within 5 years, 70 or 20 to 24, 25 to 29.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then when they get to 70, it's 70 and over. And so a dear friend of mine who's close to 80 has to run against me who is 70. St. Barnabas breaks it down 70, 74, 75 to 79. So
much more equitable.
Yeah, and they really and it really shows respect to older runners, because usually by the time they get to the 70 awards, there's nobody left. Everybody's partied out and gone home, and we're kind of sitting there waiting. But it's a really nice race.
And it was just earlier this month, was it not? A few weeks back?
Correct. It was on a Saturday. I should have looked at my phone. It was the beginning of August.
I knew it was early August.
They get a nice turnout. Mm-hmm. They get a really nice turnout. It's very well organized.
And the proceeds from the St. Barnabas 5K will go into the St. Barnabas Free Care Fund.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So it makes it a worthwhile run.
One of their big fundraisers every year. So have you been a runner for a long time?
Well, I was very athletic as a kid. And then I kind of, you know, like everybody else, you have children, you work a job, you kind of sit around and put on a few pounds here and there. And then my children started running cross country in high school. So I, you know, kind of encouraged them to do a 5K down at the beach. And I thought, oh, I had shorts on. I thought I'd, you know, run along and see how I did. Signed up kind of as just and I ended up winning my age group. So that kind of motivated me. So then I started doing, my daughter and I did 3 Honolulu marathons. Age 50, I did 3 right around there.
The whole thing, 26 miles?
26 miles. She and I came in, there was 27,000 people running it. We came in second in the mother-daughter competition. So that was kind of fun. And then I moved further north in Hawaii, pretty far from Kona, where they would have a lot of the fun runs. And so then I started coaching cross-country. And I really enjoyed that. I, you know, always had a lot of the girls who weren't athletic, who just needed a sport, wanted to belong to a team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I coached girls cross country, I think 5 or 6 years. Really enjoyed it.
But just be at the high school or collegiate level?
Yeah. No, I taught at a high school, and I was a vice principal at a high school. Taught psychology and U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very rewarding.
Wow. Psychology was offered at the high school. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Psychology, one semester of psychology, and one semester of sociology.
Wish I'd have had that opportunity when I was in high school. Take a psych course.
Following up on your earlier interview, it was an introductory course, so I focused on psychological disorders, causes, and treatments. And most of my students really enjoyed that. Some of them, I had one student walk up to me one day and said, "I need some help, Mrs. Morrow." And I said, "Okay, what do you need?" And she said, "No, I really need help." So we walked outside, and she, you know, explained to me what was going on with her psychologically, and mm-hmm. I referred her to a physician. So, and then I had another girl who ended up being bipolar, kind of self-diagnosed herself to the point that she just knew something was wrong. she was having a hard time functioning. You know, all of us, I know you were talking about obsessive compulsive and anxiety and depression. All of us have a little bit of anxiety. We all have a little bit of obsession and compulsion, which is good. You look like you keep a nice clean desk here. But when it starts to interfere with our daily activities, then we know that we need some help. And that's what these students were able to realize.
I mentioned that with my earlier guests, with Linda and Mary, that I, you know, it seems to me that everybody, to some degree, battles that. And losing the stigma is so important. Specifically talking about obsessive compulsive, the TV series Monk that was on a few years ago. It certainly didn't mock obsessive compulsive, but it brought it to the fore.
Right.
You know?
As did anorexia or anything like that with Karen Carpenter.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I found, and here we get off the running story.
It's okay.
I tend to go every which way. I found that by the end of the semester, the kids had to do a project, and some of the kids that were obsessive compulsive actually had somebody else video them as to what they had to go through to get to school every day.
Huh.
You know, like turning lights on and off,
zipping
and unzipping backpacks, and checking the stove three times to make sure they had turned it off, or
making sure that the door was locked five times.
Or the way they surfed in the morning, whatever, but yeah.
We're talking with Pam Morrow, who lived in Hawaii for, you said, 30 years?
Still living there.
Still living there?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Still teaching.
What island?
I live on the Big Island, which a lot of people confuse with Oahu.
Uh-huh.
Oahu is the main island where the capital and most people live. The Big Island is the largest mass, where we just had the volcano last year, which was also very interesting.
Is that close to you?
No, I actually live at the very northern tip of the island. The volcano was southeast of me, and probably like to drive there, maybe 100 miles. And so the way the winds blew and everything, we weren't affected, except we did feel the earthquakes. They had hundreds of them.
We're talking with Pam because she, for several years now, has been a participant in the St. Barnabas 5K run. And by the way, if you're wondering, she completed the 5K in what was your time earlier this month?
Well, I'd like to not say because it wasn't that great, but I did finish first, and it was 31 minutes.
31 minutes?
That's a little...
That's not that great.
Well, I'm getting older, and every year I kind of add a minute or two.
No, I was being sarcastic. I think it sounds pretty good, 31 minutes.
Well, I was happy. I finished. I didn't collapse.
For those of us who don't understand the metric system that well, 5K, 5 kilometers is what in miles about?
3.1.
A little over 3 miles.
Yeah.
So you did 3 miles in 31 minutes. I think that's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Was the weather good that day?
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful run. It's a hilly road, a lot of shade trees, nice houses with nice big front yards. A lot of people sit out in their front yards and cheer us on. And it's just a really nice run. And most people that run are really nice people, so it's a really nice party afterwards. They have more food than we could ever eat. Maybe not more beer than we could ever drink, but
I imagine
very nice.
That you have seen, since you've been participating for several years, you meet up with acquaintances that probably you haven't seen since the previous summer, huh?
Correct. There are four of us that go out to St. Barnabas. Two of them come from South Park, which is a pretty good stretch for them to drive all the way out there. But again, mm-hmm. they too really enjoy this particular run. And also my brother, who is 75, he and I both do that together. And there's three other fellas that run a lot of the races that come for that. Maybe even four. Yeah, so you kind of see the same people over and over again at a lot of the races, especially like my friend who's now 76. She came in first in her age group. A lot of us older women, don't mean to make it less important, but sometimes there aren't that many people in our age group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, there may only be three of us, but I recently did a run last weekend. Where was it? Oh, run around the square in Regent Square. And there were actually 9 people in my age group, which was pretty interesting to have that many. So you kind of get to know people, especially since we're older. The age group isn't as large, and so we all recognize each other, and over the years we've become good friends.
This is an annual event to benefit the Free Care Fund at St. Barnabas. They do such good things down there. They have a variety of different options for living, for senior living there. They have the main village at St. Barnabas, mm-hmm. and they have some other places, even a couple of other different campuses now. Wonderful operation. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to see some of their mm-hmm. facilities whenever you're there for the
race.
The run, the race.
Another nice thing that they do there is they have a lot of giveaways. You know, for example, they had, and I'm trying to remember because I never win, but they had 4 passes to Sandcastle and Disney, or not Disneyland, Kennywood.
Mm-hmm.
They had free passes for, I believe, one of the gyms in that area. Different... they have a big beer giveaway, but they have quite a few prizes for people that don't win the races, so that mm-hmm. makes it more interesting for everyone.
They do it well, and they do a lot of other good things, too. They have their presents for patients thing every year, and I'm sure they're gearing up for that already, even though we're just at Labor Day, but the holiday season is just around the corner. That's been a wonderful thing under the umbrella of St. Barnabas for many, 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 many years. Presence for patients. We need to take a break. We'll do that, but we'll be back to talk a little bit more with Pam, because I want to ask Pam about kukini. Am I saying that right? Kukini? Hawaiian
runner?
Word for runner?
Runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll talk about that in just a moment or so. You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISR. We will be right back.
Tobacco for Less is Western PA's largest glass emporium, and they now have a store in Butler at Pullman Square Plaza. What makes Tobacco for Less different from other stores? For starters, they have so many glass pipes to choose from. They also feature a walk-in humidor and a vape juice bar. And of course, they carry a variety of standard tobacco products too. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department stocks a large selection of high-quality CBD products. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
The days and weeks immediately following the loss of a loved one are so difficult, so personal. You think, does anybody really understand how I feel? I can't even understand it myself. I wish I could talk to someone about it. Well, you can. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler offers a unique program called Someone's Caring. It's carefully and sensitively designed to help you ease the pain, to help you fill the gaps when you feel so alone. Men and women are invited to attend. Yes, men are beginning to realize it's okay to express their feelings in a small group setting. They're finding that it really helps. We offer 4 programs: a grief support group for those who have lost a loved one, for survivors of a suicide, for bereaved parents, and individual sessions. Our own trained bereavement specialist Robin S. Miller personally conducts the sessions. Call us at Thompson Miller, 724-287-3706, 287-3706. We can help. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
Welcome back, good friends. We've been chatting with Pam Morrow, who was a participant again in the St. Barnabas 5K a few weeks back. We're joined by Shelly Somariva from St. Barnabas. Hi, Shelly. Nice to have you with us today as well.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
I understand that the 5K was a great success again this year.
It truly was. It's always a great community event. This was our 28th annual 5K, and we had, you know, over 800 people registered, and between the people who are racing and their fans and supporters, there are over 1,000 people on our campus that day.
Yeah, well, Pam has been speaking highly of the event. She and her brother have running it for, I think you said 5 or 6 years now, is that right, Pam? Yeah. I've also been learning a little bit of Hawaiian. Kukini is the Hawaiian word for runner?
Correct.
Swift messenger, am I saying it correctly?
Yes.
Kukini. And then you were telling me another one that I didn't quite catch, Pam. What's that one?
A hui ho.
A hui ho.
That means until we meet again.
Oh, that's nice.
And aloha, nice. Which has several meanings. It means hello, it means goodbye, it means love. Anything nice like that, it means.
Well, I'm
and
feeling...
mahalo.
What's
Thank
that?
You.
I'm feeling in the mood, Shirley. You can't see me now, but I have a little. I have a lay on that Pam gave me. So all I need, I need is a grass.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we so much appreciate Pam for being part of the race and coming back every year. And we have lots of long-time participants who have been in the race all 28 years, if you can believe that or not. So you know, we look forward to that every year.
Well, the participation by Pam and the hundreds of others are working for a good cause because the funds raised from the 5K go where, Shelley?
They all go, all the profits go towards the free care fund here at St. Barnabas, and that helps the patients and residents here who are not able to provide dollars for the care that they need. And each year, that dollar amount can exceed $7 million in free care provided.
It's a lot. St. Barnabas has several campuses now. Can you go over those for our listeners, Shelley?
Absolutely. We have campuses in Butler County. We have Allegheny County. And we've moved into Beaver County. So, you know, several different campuses and three counties providing continuum of care from independent living, assisted living, skilled rehabilitation, hospice, all sorts of wonderful quality care.
The St. Barnabas campus in our immediate area is in the Gibsonia area, right? Is it on the Red Belt or close to it? I always forget, Shelley.
It is between parallels Route 8, Meridian Road, right off of Route, between 910 and Bakerstown and Gibsonia, so mm-hmm. You're correct.
Do you find more and more people these days looking ahead for advanced planning for their senior years, maybe visiting St. Barnabas in advance of when they might actually move there?
That is a trend that we've seen for several years now. People, you know, like to be planners. They plan ahead. They do their research. They come out. They visit. They decide where they might like to live. Sometimes they even put a down payment down, and they're on the waiting list, and perhaps they're waiting for a couple years, or perhaps they're waiting for a specific home to live in here. When that comes available, then they make their move.
And it's a continuum of care. As their mm-hmm. needs might increase later in their senior years, they can stay right within the St. Barnabas grouping.
Absolutely.
Tell me, are plans underway now that the St. Barnabas 5K is history for another year? I would imagine plans are going ahead full steam for Presence for Patients.
Absolutely. That's one of the very heartwarming programs with it that we coordinate here, where, you know, we're inviting the community to come right out and visit individuals who live in skilled facilities, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, you know, absolutely here at St. Barnabas or, you know, right in your own neighborhood. So, you know, everyone can just, we invite them to come out, visit someone, bring a gift, spend a little time. You know, the visit's really, really the gift during the holidays.
Wonderful place, folks. They do good things there at St. Barnabas. Shelley, thanks for visiting with us. It's always good to hear your voice. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Dave, and thank you, Pam. It's a great story, and so we look forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you, and tell Jim thank you also.
I will.
Okay, thanks, Shelley.
A hooey ho.
Oh, there you go. A hooey ho.
Aloha.
Okay. And Pam, so nice to meet you today. I really enjoyed chatting with you. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
When will you be going back to Hawaii?
I leave on September 12th.
Well, not too much longer, huh?
No, I have a grant project I'm working on, and I need to get back and get busy. But I'm going to come back in October, catch up with my husband, and then the two of us are going to go back to Hawaii again.
Well, Godspeed. Safe trip.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed being on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Believe me. Folks, that wraps up our show for today. Enjoy the weekend. We will not have live guests on Monday, the Labor Day holiday, but we'll be presenting some of our best of interviews from past shows here on It's Your Turn. I'm Dave Mullarkey. Thanks for being with us today, and hope to see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Scene. I think I could say something.